Welcome back to Color Story, the podcast that explores the transformative and magical power of colors in people's lives. I'm your host, Claire Lacey. This episode highlights the cultural importance of colors in various festivals and events, emphasizing how specific colors are associated with different life occasions. Our guest, Radhika Mota, shares her colorful experiences with us. Well, welcome to Color Story.
Thank you so much. So excited to be here.
I'm so excited to have you all the way from India.
Yay.
Well, tell me a little bit about yourself.
Sure. So first up, thanks for having me here, Claire. It's a delight to be talking to you. And by the way, people also get to tune into our conversation and overhear what we are talking here, which is great. Mm-hmm. So my name is Radhika Mota. I work as a matchmaker and relationship coach. I'm based out of Bangalore in India. We like to call it the Silicon Valley of India. And my association with colors goes way back to my childhood, my growing up years, just living in this land of diversity and experiencing all the cultures, food, and whatnot. So I am currently in the land of colors. We celebrate our festivals. We have Holi, which is the festival of colors. So we apply a ton of colors on each other's face, skin, and celebrate. So totally excited to have this conversation on colors.
I'm already jealous about all the things you get to see every day.
Oh, and since both of us are on video and recording this right now, pink pinch.
Yes. This has been I've been wearing this much too often lately, but I really love this color.
Yeah, this is like a very Barbie pink. We are in different shades of pink, if I may say. Mm-hmm. I love both the shades of pink.
Yeah, yours is more muted, I would say, almost the pastel. But yeah. I like to see through. It looks like there's some translucent parts to it, so you can see the other colors through it.
Absolutely.
Very nice. Tell me more about the work you do and how color might influence how you help people.
Sure. Great question. So I do understand that colors could mean different things to different people, and particularly broadly, we end up responding to colors in a very biological way or in a very cultural way or in a personal way. So when it comes to my work as a matchmaker and relationship coach, I enable people with more clarity on what they're looking for from themselves, their partner, their relationship. I help them optimize their profiles, find relevant matches. I also help them have deeper, more meaningful conversations, and of course, ultimately find their person. So in that journey, colors play a huge role, because how they are showing up on a daily basis, what colors are they choosing to adore themselves and impacts their moods for sure. Mm-hmm. So say for instance, green is one of the colors which suggests nature, fertility. It's very refreshing, soothing to look at, brings you a certain sense of calm and reconnects you to nature. And that's one of the colors that I absolutely recommend. And people shine through really well in certain colors, right? So how you and I are in these shades of party pink right now, and there's this whole vibe going on. That way on shades of pink, shades of green, those work really well for women. When it comes to men, I have seen something like a white and blue combination to suggest that they can be trusted. It's a signaling to, hey, I'm trustworthy. and just very smart, casual look. So right from the time when people are trying to attract a mate and wear these colors, all the way to when they do find somebody and they go to a florist and they give flowers to each other, and those flowers come in a whole range. So is it a yellow for friendship? Is it a red for love? Right?
Interesting.
All the way to, and then comes after the courtship period, comes people actually getting married. So here in India, particularly for people like me who come from a Hindu background in terms of religion, we have dedicated colors to different ceremonies as part of our wedding. So if you look at something like a haldi ceremony, haldi literally means turmeric. And if you look at haldi ceremony, where turmeric is a paste of turmeric is applied onto the prospective groom and the prospective bride, you see that people are wearing yellow or orange outfits, and they are also applying that yellow turmeric onto each other's faces, or at least the bride and the groom for that matter, because they really want them to have a glowing skin and just nourishes your skin. If you look at the mehndi ceremony, so mehndi literally means henna, and mehndi ceremony, like this is an unsaid code that if it is mehndi, you're going to show up in something which is either a henna color, or you're going to show up in something which is one of those pop off pink or green or some neon colors. So that's understandable. So there's a different kind of dress code and outfit for mehndi. And then we talk about a sangeet ceremony. So sangeet, usually people love to, because it is also a time when it's evening, usually evening, late evening, and people get together for dance, party, family get together, and showing their Bollywood, Hollywood moves and tumkas. So sangeet, people tend to wear something which are very on the side of loud, if I may say, right? Because the daytime ceremonies could have something which are very pastel colors and they're soothing. But the moment you hit sangeet night and everybody's high on energy, there's sparkle, there's glitter, there's neon, and there's all of that. So that's the vibe that we are looking at. And then again, coming to the mood board, you talk of fairing, or the seven rounds that the bride and the groom take around the fire to formalize the ceremony and the union of two people coming together. Typically, for fairing, red is a popular color for the bride. Like, red suggests sindoor, which is the vermilion put on her forehead. Red is also the color of love, brings them together. So it's typically, like, even for me, right? I've been married for 8+ years to my husband, and I continue to keep my red bridal sari in my wardrobe. I usually take it out once a year or something, so I save it like very graciously. So red is that color, the color of chunri, the color of bridal wear typically. And then even when you're looking at bidai, or the ceremony where a bride is sent off from her parents' home, and she's kind of now getting a transfer to her husband's home, that red color again becomes important, because it's usually right after fairy is the bidai. So usually it's the same outfit that gets carried on. And so definitely, colors play a massive role across all the stages that I see happening in the life of singledom to coupledom.
And are the men also wearing those colors? Or how the woman was wearing the red dress? Is he seen in something similar or an accent on what he's wearing?
Interesting. So, what I typically see is, say, for a ceremony like Haldi, where turmeric is applied and everything, men tend to wear yellow. For all other ceremonies, what I'm noticing, especially in the last couple of years, is that men have to match and be color coordinated with what the lady is wearing. So, they
Okay.
don't have too much of an individual say in what they want to wear because women want to have a certain mood board and a certain palette, color palette to how the decor would match her outfit, and that outfit would match her footwear, and that would match something else. So I've definitely seen men trying to just little bit match up to what their lady is going to be wearing.
Well, have you ever seen any diversion from that where it's red, but actually it's more of a pink instead because they want to be different? Or.
Well, absolutely. So people are, I mean, we see a lot of Bollywood celebrities these days who are rather opting in for something which is a cream color or an off-white or a beige for their weddings. And those are like the cool new pastel palette. The traditional ones, however, continue to remain what I just mentioned. In fact, talking of colors and talking of India, I have to point out how Navratri is an important festival to us. So I'm sure back in the United States also you'd have seen a lot of Gujaratis celebrating 9 days of something like a dance festival, typically in the last quarter of the year. And when it comes to Navratri, literally for 9 full days, we have a color assigned to every single day. So back in the time when I used to live in Mumbai, which is the financial capital of India, and I was working in media entertainment back then, local trains were a good public transport. So I would take a local train, and during Navratri, you look at the ladies' coach and you realize, like, it hits you hard that it is Navratri and this is the color of the day because 90% of the women are in the same color. So suddenly you're like, oh, today is green color. Oh, wait, today is blue. And how do you figure that? Because
That's
that's
amazing.
it's like painting the entire ladies' coach with one single brush stroke to suggest that, hey, this is Navratri. If you are
Wow.
not blending in, like, cool, this is where we are today.
So then what are the colors for each day?
Oh, so those vary. It's usually
Okay.
yeah, it's usually ranging from a green to a blue to a yellow to a red, and everybody there's a different level of energy in the air when you are in sync with what everyone else is, because then you don't need to be childhood friends to look at each other and smile. You just get it. You're like, you are following the same thing that I'm following, and I get you.
Right.
You
It's
know, or for that matter, when it is when it's our Independence Day or it's our Republic Day, and India has Tiranga tricolor in its flag, right? So we have women who, again, I think a lot of times women are more comfortable embracing a lot of colors. So it's not that I don't want to talk about men
Oh,
and
no.
their sense of using colors or dressing. It just so happens that I see it more often in women. So I see a lot of women who dress up for Independence Day, for Republic Day, and they are pairing a nice dupatta with the white salwar kameez so that the dupatta actually has all the tricolors. And yeah, that's it literally, regardless of what language you speak, what food you eat, which part of the country you're from, it brings people together under one umbrella, knowing that you're celebrating the same thing together.
Well, I think in other words too, I see it as communication and community through the same colors. And you don't even have it's the unspoken that you share. Very
Oh,
cool.
absolutely, absolutely. I mean, I'm not as religious as my parents and my family. Sure, I do go to places of worship, including temples and gurudwaras and church and Durga, but not as much as my parents would. But I know it for a fact that when it is a Basant Panchmi, which is to celebrate goddess Saraswati, everybody suddenly goes in yellow. And I'm getting reminders from home.
Mm.
You need to wear yellow, Basant Panchami. You need to wear yellow, Basant Panchami. I'm like, okay. And now that we are in the era where we have all this technology and video calls and whatnot, when you are in a family video call and everybody else is in a yellow on Basant Panchami, how dare you not do that? Can't just cook up a story and say, I did. You have to show up on the family video call.
Beautiful.
So
Yeah, you have to
yeah,
have proof.
it's amazing how we are miles away from each other in different parts of the country and abroad, but that one dress code would still bring us all together, just like that.
And how many centuries has this been going on? Like, was it ever slightly a different color? And then suddenly it's just been, in multiple generations versus
I
since
have
history.
no idea. Like I'm at this point in time, I'm not a color historian, but I do understand that, say, recently when I went to West Bengal for Pujo, which was again what Navratri is to Gujarat, Pujo is to West Bengal. So 9 days of festival and celebrating Goddess Durga, and you see so much of red and yellow everywhere. It's like there are 50 brands advertising outside a Pujo pandal, and yet every single brand is using the same yellow and red colors. So you somehow have to figure out, oh, wait, the brand ambassador is not Saurabh Ganguly anymore. It has changed, but the colors are the same. So I don't know how old it is, but it's been there like for the longest time. What I do understand is that when it comes to life stages, especially life transitions, when it comes to birth, wedding, death, those key milestone moments, those colors have been in the system for a really long time, maybe for a couple of centuries, because my grandma's grandma would also tell her that you're not supposed to wear white if you're a married woman. It's not considered to be auspicious enough. And my grandma would pass on the lessons to us. And of course, it depends on how much you want to believe or not. But as long as your spouse is alive, wearing something which is a complete white is not considered to be auspicious enough.
Okay. Well, what would be a substitute neutral color that's allowed to be worn?
Interesting. So something like an off-white, something like a slightly, cream color, like those are
Okay.
acceptable. I
Okay.
mean, these days, of course, we don't become that rigid or that inflexible, so we are okay with anything. But if I'm packing to go to my hometown, I'll generally not pack something which is absolutely white or absolutely black. I have been conditioned a certain way, and I know that that is going to upset my grandmother, who's 82 right now. So that's the last thing I want. I hardly get to meet her in the entire year. Why would I want to upset her? So I'll not pack something which is complete white or a
Right.
complete red, black. But the moment I pack those reds and orange and yellow, I mean, she looks at me and she's like, yes, you look like my granddaughter, and she's so happy.
Beautiful.
Even in fact, for that matter, talking of our home interiors, right? Because we are now kind of distributed in different parts of India and abroad as a family. So my younger sister is in northern part of India, my family is still in central part of India, my husband's family is in western part of India, so all over. But when you look at the kind of home decor that we have, the kind of interiors that we have, you'll find a lot of color across all these homes. My grandparents hail from Rajasthan, which is western part of India, and my husband hails from Rajasthan. So my family side, his family side, given the fact that Rajasthan has primarily been a desert state, and people introduce colors to make it a lively, vibrant place. So even inside our homes, you'll find a lot of colorful cushions and a lot of motifs of elephants and camels, and even the kind of curtains that you would have a lot of colors. I mean, very consciously in the last 2 years or so, I've decided to use a slightly cafe kind of palette. So now I'm on a lot of whites and turquoise, and it brings me a lot of peace and calm. But otherwise, typically it would be a burst of colors inside our homes on our food plates. So if we are serving food, it cannot be just like one color. I mean, there's salad which has a different color. So maybe your cucumber, your carrot and stuff. There's dal, pulses, rice, chapati, vegetables, pickles, papad. Everything is a burst of color. So when you look at our overall thali, the overall plate, it's very tempting. You feel this is an invitation to have it.
Beautiful. Oh, was there a time when you were very young when you first noticed color? What was it at the dinner table or in the clothes you were told to wear? Or it's
Interesting.
just
I
been
think
there the whole time, you didn't notice that that was unique to where you live, for example.
I'll admit that I wasn't this aware of how important colors could be in our lives until I moved out of my hometown. It was only when I wanted to bring back the feeling of home, of what it feels like to come back home, that I started paying more attention to how I experience home through all my senses. And that included visuals, touch, taste, all of it. I barely picked up cooking while I was still in my hometown. Now my mom would keep saying, "Oh, but you're going to grow up and then you have to be somebody's wife and you have to learn to cook and all of that." I'm like, "I don't need it. I'll hire a cook." But I'm sure we do have a house help who's amazing and she prepares the meals for us. However, I do know how to prepare my favorite meal, which is poha jalebi. I do know how to make a good cup of chai if I have to host friends. So those things came up much later after nobody forced me to do it, but I willingly took it up.
Well, what about, have you noticed in your life that do you have periods in your life where you're attracted to only certain colors? For example, you mentioned turquoise in your house. Now,
Absolutely.
have
I
you,
do.
go ahead.
While you're speaking, right? I mean, while you're asking me this question, I can totally understand why in the last at least 12 months period, I have not been able to wear something that is completely black. I have beautiful handloom sarees which are in black. I have amazing outfits which are in black. They are lying in my wardrobe. I am not able to wear them because I don't want to show up any of the days wearing complete black. Somehow it feels like a mood killer or a mood dampener, or I don't know, as if I'm not ready to greet the world today. No
Right.
offense to people loving black, but that's the emotion it's giving me. So last 1 year, I haven't worn a complete black at all.
You pair it with a pop of neon pink and convert
Yeah.
outfit. It's interesting to me. I think we all, whether we know it or not, have, phases, color phases in our life of what we're attracted to or what we wear or what we decorate with. And I've noticed for me, it's like just introducing certain colors, even just a nail polish in a small amount. So it's a small quantity, but having more like oranges and pinks. And that's not something I would usually pick. I would pick, purple and lime green or something instead. So it's just fascinating to see that
Yeah,
transition.
talking of purple, I remember the phase in life when I used to have this suitcase. I believe it was a VIP Skybags or something, which was purple. And then I would have track pants, which were purple, and a jacket, which was purple. And I would dress up head to toe in that purple and then travel. So On the routes that I was frequent during those travels, which was typically Mumbai to my hometown back in Indore, certain bus conductors and drivers and train attendants started recognizing me because they were like, "Oh, this girl, this madam who is always in this outfit, which is all purple."
Nice. Well, and I wonder if other people notice and they just kind of are embarrassed to say anything. Or
Maybe as my younger self, there would have been things I'm sure that affected me. I think as we grow thicker in our skin and older in our ears, we still bothering.
yeah. Well, it just makes me think how, we all transition into different colors and whatnot. And you mentioned black, and I want to say maybe 6 years ago, I went through my closet trying to clear things out. And I embarrassingly counted 27 black dresses, or black with
My
white,
God, oh
or black with
my
stripes,
goodness.
or, and I thought, but I like color. Why am I not wearing it? But I would have like a scarf that was neon orange, and maybe I'd wear it with that one day. But it just kind of was shocking and alarming for me to realize that I had so much black in my closet.
I think talking of colors, I also have to say, how does influence my husband's wardrobe, because he is not much of a shopper. Like, he's quite a minimalist and he is, satisfier. So he's happy, he's content with what he has, and he won't want too many options in life for too many things. Sure, for things that actually matter and make a difference to his life and my life, we would evaluate and talk about things together. Otherwise, he's not like too fussy about having too many options and taking too many decisions. So when it comes to his wardrobe, I do have the liberty to be able to shop for him and just place things in his wardrobe and say, "Hey, this thing was about to get decluttered," or, "This thing was no longer fitting you well, so we have something new." About 2 years ago, I introduced a lot of color in the pajamas or the lounge wear or whatever you would call it, in his wardrobe. So now it looks like, it looks like an entire rainbow put together through different pajamas. And he's like, and it didn't happen in one go. So it happened in batches, like three in this order, four in that order, and all of that. So now when he looks at it, he's like, "Suddenly, wait, how do I have so much color in wardrobe? I used to be the person wearing whatever free t-shirts were available at hackathons and tech conferences and not bother to put my own money into buying these t-shirts which have some cute dogs and some nice, Scooby-Doo and whatever."
It's like this slow infiltration of color into the wardrobe.
Yeah, and that's all about hair because, come to think of it, I am looking at him more number of times than he is looking at himself in the mirror. So looking at him is impacting, has impacted my mood, particularly during the remote work phase when he would be working from home all the time. So he's not looking at, I mean, he doesn't have that vanity thing. So he's not looking at himself 10 times a day, but I am. I'm looking at him getting in and out of kitchen while he's preparing his tea. We are having our meals together. We are taking a short, quick walk in between meetings and all of that. And I'm constantly like, "Okay, navy blue, black, gray, that's it." And I decided to do something about it.
Yeah,
So
an accidental dye spill on all the clothing in the wash. Well, actually, you were saying earlier about you were hosting a group of 35 women virtually.
Right. Oh, okay. Yeah.
How they showed
So,
up.
Sisters in Stories is the community that we now have, and it's a community of single women in their 20s, 30s, 40s, and we are doing monthly gatherings month on month. So earlier today here in India, we gathered in four cities, Ahmedabad, Bangalore, Chennai, and Mumbai, and within Bangalore, two chapters. So collectively speaking, of these four cities, we had some 35 women who showed up for these offline gatherings to do journaling sessions and just, get along like-minded women. And one of the things that we noticed was how in a room filled with 15 women, five of us were in shades of pink, which means these many women genuinely wanted to show up like a Barbie, like a Cinderella for their girlfriends, and everybody had the same vibe, and people were like, hey, Pink Finch. And it's amazing. I mean, I had no idea you were going to be wearing pink today, but look at you and me. And suddenly I feel in sync.
Right.
Because, we get it.
Like meant to be. And I think that's, it's hard for me to plan outfits in the week. It's just the day of, even if I have no time, it's like, well, what do I feel like today? I can't just anticipate that the day before. So just
plus one to it, except the times when I'm traveling, when I'm packing for my trip, I actually visualize who are the kind of people I'm meeting that day. What do I want to show up as? And accordingly pack my outfits, my accessories and everything. And then on that day, I just have to wear it and show up, because in the hotel, I can't source new stuff suddenly, right? So, but I do visualize in advance who are the people and what kind of meetings am I going to engage in, and accordingly pack.
Well, for my final question about color.
Are we in the final question already?
No, we're almost.
What? Okay, all right.
I have so many questions. This is so fun. But for today's purposes, anyway, what advice would you give to people on how to bring more color into their lives?
Wow, I love this question. I get to sort of flaunt my skills that
yeah.
I share with my clients all the time. So my top three recommendations to introduce color in their life, and not just color, but also in a way signaling what they are open to and what kind of people they would like to attract in their life. One is to be compliment worthy. This is not to say that you become an extrovert and you go around seeking attention, but it is just to say that, hey, based on what you're wearing today, what you are carrying in terms of your handbag, accessories, whatever it is, do you think somebody is going to notice you for what specifically? Will they be able to approach you? Because quite often, Claire, I've seen that when somebody is dressed well, not an issue, but they literally don't have a conversation starter on them. You want to say a hi to them, you don't know where to begin, because you can't like suddenly randomly talk about something. But the moment you see, oh, wait, this person is wearing maybe a badge from the last pride walk that they did, and you notice the pride colors quickly and you go like, hey, where was that pride walk? I walked 3 kilometers at Covent Park in Bangalore. How about you? So it gets easier to have that conversation starter, or maybe a book for that matter, so that, you notice, oh, wait, that book cover. Nobody's going to be able to read the fonts right away, right? But we remember the book covers. So the moment I see that red and blue cover, and I'm like, oh, wait, this is Invisible Women. And I can go and talk to the boss, right? Then the next hack, pro tip, whatever, is to, if you are wearing glasses, introduce color in that. At this point in time, I have something which is completely transparent, but even that brings attention that gets noticed. So I am currently working with somebody who is in his early 40s, divorced, and he's a doctor. And he is suddenly now so open to saying yes to life and yes to invitations and yes to people and all the opportunities that he went to get his frames changed. And now he has these amazing blue frames. Like earlier, he was in a very simple black, I didn't want to get noticed kind of a thing. Now he's like, I'm wearing a blue frames, Radhika. Did you notice? I'm like, oh wow, like that's amazing.
Wow.
So something as basic as your frames could allow you color. And then the third hack is, I do believe that for women, earrings could be a good way to introduce color, because even if you're wearing something which is a very basic t-shirt, say an orange color t-shirt, you could still choose earrings accordingly, or you could choose a headband accordingly, or you know, things like those. For men, I understand that if they are wearing a shirt, then something like cufflinks could introduce a bit of color, or something like their pocket handkerchief, or something like the color that they have in the wristwatch, like in the band. Or if they are wearing shoes, do they have to necessarily wear those boring black color? I have nothing against black, okay? So if there's a like there's no propaganda, but I'm just saying that, is it a conversation starter? So if somebody's wearing a neon color shoes, like sure, I want to know where did you buy that from. Or if they have these, I remember having these hand-painted canvas shoes from my friend, and she painted from the movie Up. So she had balloons and everything on my shoes. It was always a conversation starter. Those colors would attract people, always invite conversations. So those are the hacks broadly. Are you compliment worthy? What are you wearing today? Is there a conversation starter, a book, an accessory, a badge, whatever? Are you somebody who is introducing those colors in your frames, in your earrings, in something? And of course, for all men out there, you have all the options in the world, right from the mobile phone case that you're using, to your frames, to the stickers on your laptop, to the color of your wallet. Like, you have options. Not everything has to be exact same.
Beautiful. Well, thank you so much for sharing your wisdom on color and communication and how we can improve ourselves.
Well, thank you for having me. I never thought I was an expert to talk on this, but I feel so honored to have pulled off this conversation in the last few minutes. Thanks to you.
Colors can serve as a unifying factor through what people wear and can initiate conversations. Take a moment to reflect on the various color phases you have experienced in your own life. Based on the color you wear, what's the image you want to project into the world? Your support and engagement mean a lot, and I'm grateful for your listening ears. I love sharing stories about color and because of color, and I aim to awaken your love of color and add lightness and maybe even spark some ideas that bring you joy to your everyday life. Please take a moment to subscribe, rate, and review Color Story on your favorite platform. And if you know someone who loves exploring the spectrum of colors, don't forget to share this with them too. I'm always eager to hear your thoughts and ideas on what to discuss next. Let's keep the conversation going over on Instagram at ClassicClaireColors.